So we ask, what causes a person to be afraid to confront? And this takes us right back to the beginning of personality development in early childhood. Although each person has a certain temperament and a certain type of personality that seems to be genetic in origin, virtually all of our behaviors, values, beliefs, fears, and attitudes are learned starting in early childhood. We learn to be afraid just as we learn to be brave. We learn to be positive and outgoing just as we learn to be negative and introverted. Everything we are or ever will be is a result of ideas or experiences we have had. These thoughts or ideas are then mixed with emotions and deposited into our subconscious minds, where they take on a power of their own. As infants, we start off completely unafraid of anything or anyone. The infant will touch and taste and feel and smell and get into anything in an attempt to explore his or her environment. He or she is completely trusting and willing to take on anything and anyone who comes along. This is the quality of being completely unafraid, and it is your normal, natural birthright. You are born with it. In addition, the child is completely spontaneous. The child laughs and cries and giggles and gurgles and throws himself around and does anything he or she darn well pleases. The child is completely uninhibited and feels no need to please anyone. The child feels no pressure to conform to anybody's standards or requirements. And this state of being completely spontaneous and uninhibited is also your natural birthright. It is an inherent part of your personality. Well, you might ask, why is it that so few adults retain this feeling of mental and emotional freedom when they grow up? This is the question, and the answer is not simple. When children are very young, many parents begin to make mistakes with them by attempting to influence and control them in a negative way. The most common behavior that parents use to direct and control their children is destructive criticism, often coupled with physical punishment. Most parents have no idea how sensitive the growing child is or how significant their criticisms are in forming the young personality. If a child touches and tastes and smells different things, often things that may be dangerous to the child, the parent will often shout and spank the child and tell the child to stop and get away from there. If the child is continually criticized or punished for exploring his or her environment, the child will experience fear associated with anything new or different. When the child grows up, he or she will experience the fear of failure associated with anything new or different or risky. This fear of failure then becomes the major obstacle to success in adult life. As an adult, a child who experienced destructive criticism growing up will often be extremely tense about doing or saying anything where he might make a mistake. His entire inclination will be to play it safe. He will avoid risks of almost any kind. He will settle for a job that is beneath him, a relationship that's not challenging, a social circle that's boring, and a range of activities that are easily within his comfort zone, rather than to take a chance and trigger the fear of failure and the low self-esteem that goes with it. Mind you, no one says that they're refusing to do something because of the fear of failure. Instead, they create elaborate rationalizations and justifications and give themselves very good reasons for their course of behavior. But there are always two reasons for doing anything. There is the reason that sounds good, and behind it, there is the real reason. People tend to put a favorable interpretation on any action that they either take or refuse to take. They always give you the good reason. But the real reason is often that the decision enables them to feel safer and more secure. It offers greater protection for their self-esteem. It allows them to stay within their comfort zone and not risk loss of any kind. It enables them to give in to the fear of failure and feel safe. Another effect of destructive criticism on the growing child is the feeling that he or she only has value to the degree to which he or she does what mommy or daddy wants. This is called conditional love. The parents make it clear, and often they do this accidentally, that the only time they totally love and accept the child is when he or she is performing up to their expectations. If you grow up feeling that you were never completely loved by one or both of your parents, you'll have a natural tendency to believe that it was because there was something inherently defective in you as a person. You will believe as an adult that you are not good enough. Many adults are preoccupied with the thought that they are not good enough. They reach maturity with low self-esteem, and they see themselves in a negative light in almost every situation. They compare themselves unfavorably with others, and they see others as being better than they are and possessed of higher intelligence and greater capabilities. They tend to see their previous experiences in a negative light, highlighting the mistakes and errors and ignoring the times when they did well. A combination of destructive criticism plus a perceived lack of love from one or both parents will often cause a child to grow up feeling that he is not worth very much. This feeling of worthlessness leads to feelings of guilt. And guilt today is considered to be the biggest single emotional problem of the 20th century. If a person is brought up feeling unworthy in the eyes of his or her parents, he or she will behave as an unworthy person as an adult. No matter how hard the person tries on the outside to achieve success, deep down inside, he feels that he doesn't really deserve it, that he isn't worth it, or that it will be taken away from him even if he does achieve it. Often, men and women who have worked extremely hard to achieve material success begin to engage in self-sabotage. They begin to drink too much, or take dope, or fool around in their marriages, or do other things that cause them to lose what they work so hard for. If you've been brought up with conditional love, very early in life you will develop what is called a fear of rejection. This fear of rejection is the major obstacle to success and happiness in adult relationships. People who experience this fear of rejection become overly concerned and often preoccupied with the thoughts, feelings, and opinions of other people. If continued long enough, they reach the point where they cannot do or say anything for fear that someone else may not approve. Fully 90% of salespeople in America today have some form of the fear of rejection. As a result, they call on fewer people, they make worse presentations, they ask for the order less often, and they live lives that are far below what they're really capable of. These fears of rejection cause them to feel negative about themselves whenever anyone is at all critical of them or anything less than completely supportive of what they do. You can see now why the fear of honest confrontation is so prevalent in our society, why it undermines so much happiness and self-esteem. If you fear failure, you'll be afraid to make a mistake with another person. You'll be afraid that you may be proven wrong, and you'll avoid this at all costs. If you feel unworthy for any reason, you won't speak up when you disagree or in a tense situation involving other people because you really don't think that your feelings and opinions are of much value. You'll often allow people to override you and to dismiss your concerns as unimportant. You will tend to go along in order to get along.